Ben Moore has been in love with bees for as long as anyone can remember. And as far as we can tell, the feeling is entirely mutual. Although he still sometimes feels the sting of his passion. Hang around, learn a little. It's as sweet as honey and always a buzz. It's the Ultimate Pollinators Podcast with Ben, his friends and associates, and of course, Ben's bees.
Hey everyone, Bees with Ben. Got a fantastic, very heartfelt and a bit of an emotional podcast, this one. So it was a privilege and an honour for me to be part of this event, which we're going to hear all about that. So with bees and beekeeping and the importance of mental health, because in the recent years there's obviously been increasing acknowledgement and the important role mental health plays in achieving global development goals. So it's very important that we do become aware of that, and obviously the importance that bees do in mental health. It's absolutely incredible, and it's something I take a little bit for granted, but bees are so important. So we're going to talk to Simon and his journey with these marvelous, incredible little creatures. So I hope you enjoy this one. And this is really, really looking forward to putting this one out.
Yesterday was a fantastic day. I was able to, pass on the benefits that my bees have provided me over the last year and also through lockdown. Also, we got a lot of support from other veteran organisations, and I think there are a lot of smiles on people's faces who were able to sort of learn things about bees that they didn't know.
No, certainly was. So talk us through the actual day. So what's the concept of bees beekeeping with veterans?
Well, since I received my first two nucleus hives, I started seeing, the health benefits that they had brought into my life, and through my general health, but also through my mental health. I think bees, aren't that well. I think that the benefits of bees aren't that well known.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And I suppose I started to see that it had benefited me, and I suppose I wanted to pass those benefits on to the veteran community.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and as you just touched base there, you know, bees as far as a mental health aspect. You know, I think one of those. I don't know if you agree, Si, but if having bees, and if you open up a beehive and you know, light your smoke and go through that process, it's one of those few hobbies where you don't actually think about anything else. So a hobby like say golf, you know what I mean, you might be thinking, you know, between the greens, you know what I mean, between the first and the third green or something, you might be thinking about something else, work, family, or an issue. But that's one thing that I've noticed, even with myself, you know, with bees, if I'm inside a hive, you're not thinking about anything else. So it's a really, you know, fantastic part of that sort of mindfulness. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's right. I think, as I said yesterday, you know, one of the things that I enjoy about bees is popping the top of the hive and sort of going in and you know, you might have a few things running around your head, but, you know, once you sort of open that lid, you become mindful. You sort of become present with what the bees are doing. You know, there's a lot of purposeful actions with going through the hive, and I suppose those things that, you know, might be racing around your head sort of get pushed to the side, and you sort of become, at one with the hive.
Exactly. That's so true. And I'm going to put in the show notes for the listeners So your Instagram page. So I'm going to put that sort of notes in there for you to check what you're doing, and which is absolutely awesome.
Yeah, which is, keep your head in the hive.
Exactly. Hashtag keep your head in the hive. And I absolutely love that. So now, so I obviously, talk for what you want to talk about. You know what I mean? Obviously being, your experience, of serving.
Right, a little bit about me.
Yeah, we want to hear all about you. But
finished my schooling in Mildura at the age of 18. Had a little bit of an in-between gap and sort of followed on the footsteps of my father, who was in the military. Went through all my basic training, and my first posting was up in Townsville at 24 RAR.
Okay.
Soon, a short period after, then we were sort of notified that we were being deployed to Rwanda to help in a peacekeeping mission. And we went over there for 6 months. And after that 6 months, after returning to Australia, things sort of didn't seem to fit together. And I suppose there was a lot of things going through my mind that I didn't know how to deal with. And over sort of many years, that sort of caught me out.
Yes.
And before I discharged, I was discharged with PTSD.
Okay.
I moved when I got out of the army in 1999. I moved overseas to England. Lived over there for probably about 4.5 years, and at that time, sort of had to sort of work out where to from here, and that was nursing. So I returned to Australia with my family and did my degree, and then went on to work in a few of the private and public hospitals in my area of Heidelberg. Yes. Or Ivanhoe.
Yep.
Life took a bit of a change at a period, and I suppose that place where my head was at sort of led me to medically retire.
Yes.
And I've done a lot of caring and giving back, and then I suppose in another life-changing sort of moment where I'd gone back over to England for a period and returned by myself, and sort of lockdown happened and I was fortunate enough to meet yourself on an urban beekeeping course. It was at the Box Hill RSL.
Yeah, that's right. That was brilliant. And so that was in between lockdowns. Yeah, I think lockdown 3.1 or whatever it was,
yeah,
where we could actually stretch our legs and actually go do some stuff. But obviously that changed shortly after. So it was actually fantastic doing that. And and to go back a step, just like to say, thank you, for serving, for what you've done, and that goes back, generations. To those
exactly.
who have fallen. So it's really, I think it's very important to know that, we appreciate, So it's good.
I suppose yesterday was a way that I could give back to, I suppose, the community that has sort of supported me over the years, through, the ups and downs of our lives.
Exactly.
So,
That's right, exactly, because it's, as you said, with having PTSD, it's a big thing, and there's obviously going through the process and so forth, and that's where I think, bees are a great resource, a great creature, an absolute splendid, marvelous little thing for that to actually help. You know what I mean? To help people. And this goes beyond, obviously, when we're talking about veterans and those who served, but, you know, for any sort of capacity, you know, people suffering from anxiety or depression, you know, from various things. So that's where Bees, you know, I think I said yesterday multiple times at the talk, you know, Bees are the gift that keep on giving. And that's so true.
Yeah, look, I think, we identified that, you know, there were gaps that can be filled, and, you know, with animal therapy, you know, maybe dogs or which are well known to support the veteran community, that Bees as well can be another form of animal therapy that can support veterans through their journeys.
Yeah, no, definitely, absolutely, definitely. So we'll go back a little sidestep there. So we mentioned, obviously, I had a little talk that I was doing at the Box Hill RSL and talking about sort of, you know, bees and beekeeping, sort of touching base on that. And we met there, and you said, I think you tried, was it a while ago, there was a swarm? You had a swarm in your backyard or something? That, and it ended up...
I live in accommodation that is run by Vasey RSL Care. They're an organisation that provides accommodation for veterans, widows, as such. And... one day a swarm sort of nested in my next door neighbor's garden, and I reached out to a local beekeeper who came out and removed the swarm, and we sort of tried to coax them into a box, a temporary box, and unfortunately they swarmed away, and I suppose it sort of, just fueled my excitement to, start and continue this journey that I'm on with bees.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely lovely. So we've had the bees take off, they've absconded, and then obviously we've seen the sort of the presentation, and then you've sort of gone, okay, I think it was, when did you get your first box of bees? I think did you get two in one go, or was it?
Well, yeah, I was fortunate enough to after the your beekeeping course that you presented at Box Hill, we sort of arranged a pre-delivery back in August 2021, and I received my first two nucleus hives, which you assisted me with, and I suppose you know with your guidance and, you know, my sort of learning on the side, I was able to progress those nucleuses into a double and a triple stacker that's in the back of my yard today.
Yes, fantastic. So that's absolutely awesome. And that was absolutely, it was a privilege, you know what I mean, for me to help you with the bees. So thank you, you know. Sorry for,
and thank you.
that was awesome. So we got the bees out. So yeah, talk us through, you know, the challenges that you had, you know with the bees. So we got these two nukes. I think they were overwintered six frame nukes.
They'd come from one of your locations, and they, you know, were sort of established nucleus. Nucleus hives. I had a strong hive, and I had a weaker hive. Moving them from one location to another. The strong hive, I mean, if I just had one hive, it would have been, wow, this is amazing. But with the weaker hive, I suppose I transitioned into learning more through identifying disease, maybe a little bit of chalk brood, a bit of cold brood, and sort of, you know, potentially maybe a bit of AFB.
It didn't have that, but anyway.
It didn't. No. It definitely didn't have that. But
we could talk about that.
But you definitely have to, know what you're doing. It's it's just sort of nothing. You don't just pick up a hive of bees and put them in your back butt, you know, backyard. It's really sort of knowing your stuff. It's sort of a, you know, they need to be managed, and one needs to be able to identify possibilities and go through that list of what it could be.
Because it's not that easy keeping bees, is it? Like, it's a lot of people think, you know, put your bees in a box and throw them in the backyard and away we go. But it's not that easy, is it?
Well, it's if you sort of compare it to sort of nursing, I suppose it's identifying and going through, you know, a sort of identification process and identifying things that aren't right, and having a keen eye. And having the knowledge, and also having the support that you can, you know, bump off, you know, people like yourself, and all, you know, online groups as well, which help. It's definitely, you know, definitely not a hobby that you go into with limited knowledge. I think it's a gradual sort of process, and it, you know, one has to be mindful that you can't just, you know, have this pretty box in the back of your yard. You know, it has to be managed properly, you know, for the bees. It's a responsibility.
Exactly. And I think the processes that you've done is actually, before you even got the bees, you created a hive stand. So there was this process of, okay, you've done the research, you go, okay, having it elevated off the ground, it's going to be better, obviously, to prolong the life of the woodware, the base, and obviously, you know, bending over, and as a maintenance point of view. So for you actually going through that process and doing that, I like that, which is...
I think, one needs to be accountable to them.
Well said. Well said.
Yeah, no, I was very fortunate that I have a next-door neighbour who is also a veteran who has carpentry skills, who was able to supercharge up this coffee table that I found on the side of the road. I prepped the site, did all the angles and measurements, and you know, just things that didn't cost a lot of money. And it has to be workable. It has to, because you're lifting heavy weights. I mean, I'm reasonably strong, but that doesn't sort of affect me now. But you know, as you sort of age and whatever, you know, it has to be manageable. It has to be sort of ergonomic and, you know, taking out the heavier weights, especially, you know, when some of those boxes can, you know, weigh up to 25 to 30 kilos.
Exactly. That's right. Exactly. And it's good because you've done your research, because you asked the questions as far as, you know, different hives, you know, different types. You ask about, obviously, the flow hive, positives and negatives there, you know, different size boxes. So it was a really good process. So, and what would you say the hard, you sort of touched base on it then, Simon, but what about the hardest part about beekeeping for you? Is there one particular or multiple different things would you say is the hardest part about beekeeping?
I wouldn't say, I think it's just, I think I've, you know, gone in a sort of a systemic kind of way through the research, you know, doing the building, doing other little things to encourage the bees along, like a bee-friendly garden. I didn't go at it a bull at a gate. I went through, you know, sort of a process that was right for me. Yes. And, I mean, my hives are a reflection of, the effort that I put into it.
Yes, no, definitely. And so what about looking now? Is there anything you do different? You know, obviously you've got, you know, a couple of boxes of big, fat, healthy bees, but looking back, would you change anything?
No, not really. No, not really.
No, that's good.
I did sort of think of having maybe three or four hives going, but I've just kept it to two manageable hives.
Yes, yeah.
And, yeah.
What about the on the flip side? So has there been one key point, one key thing that you have loved about this journey so far?
Look, I think it's the connections and the friendships that I've made. I think, you know, when you've got a passion for something, you know, enthusiasm, when you're, you know, around people who are enjoying the same thing as you are, I think it's contagious. I think it's that, you know, just passing on that knowledge and also, you know, realizing when you don't have all the knowledge that you have a mentor like yourself to be able to sort of call upon and other people as well that, that you know, one person just doesn't have all the knowledge. It's being able to sort of tap into sort of other avenues, whether it's online or books or, you know, just, you know, someone who just has a sort of a tip and a trick to sort of pass on and share.
No, definitely. I'm not sure if the word, if I feel for myself the word mentor is the right word. I don't know, the right title almost. Because, and the reason why I say that, you know, we can learn from each other. And, you know, I've learned from you. You know, I mean, this process of obviously meeting you, and this is a journey that's been fantastic and been an eye-opener for me as a person, as an individual, you know, on this planet to actually meet you and see, open my eyes into something, you know, different. And as far as veterans, you know, and as far as obviously with the mental health side of things, it's been an eye-opener for me. So I don't know if the word necessarily...
I think it's just sort of identifying that we all have different experiences.
Yes, definitely.
You know, as you said, that, you know, I'm, you know, through our lengthy chats, I'm sure you've probably learned something from me and vice versa. But I think it's important when to acknowledge, you know, that you need your teachers. Need your teachers and you need your good role models in your life. But also, you know, I have something to share back as well. So it's a sort of a mutual kind of friendship.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And one will last for a lifetime.
Exactly. It's very hard to find those rough diamonds that in life, and you know, when you sort of meet those people, you sort of keep them close.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, couldn't agree more. Absolutely agree. So let's talk about what happened yesterday. So the actual process of was on Sunday, the 3rd of April, 2022. And so we had a reasonable turnout. Well, I thought it was an awesome turnout. The room was full.
We had a great turnout. Look, this idea that's sort of been building in my head, you know, probably started from the day I, you know, received those first two hires from you in August. I just really wanted to give back this sort of these benefits. I mean, this sort of, you know, this amazing little creature. I wanted to give back to my community. So through lockdown, I started reaching out to other people, talking about sort of ideas, and I suppose I took it upon myself to, I suppose after the the urban beekeeping course that I met you on, I thought, well, what could I do? What could Simon do? And I suppose that was putting on an event. So once I realised I wanted to do that, I started reaching out to individuals, veterans, veteran organisations, veteran-friendly organisations. And I suppose I was just really fortunate to pull a great list of people to turn up to the event.
Oh, definitely. And now let's paint a visual a picture for the listeners. This is just not, and it's very important to know that this is not just a bunch of blokes, you know, in their 70s, you know, all just in one room, because I was talking to a young lady who served in the Navy for 6 years, and really interesting. Laura, her name was, and I was really interesting hearing her story. So I just got to paint that picture because
So I suppose the idea of the day wasn't just about the bees. What I found was it was to bring a group of like-minded people under the same roof, all sort of, you know, working in the veteran space, veteran-owned businesses and veteran-friendly businesses, and bring all these people together to sort of share their experience within the veteran community and also community. It's not about pigeonholing veterans. It's about us all working together to sort of identify gaps and share, you know, what we're doing and collaborating and just meeting each other face to face. It was about the bees, but it was also about bringing these sort of supportive organisations or supportive people together all under the same roof. So I suppose through the format of the day, it was to offer these groups, you know, Aussie Veteran Coffee Co., Ministry of Chocolate, Veterans in Construction, Hawthorne RSL, also Department of Veteran Affairs and Open Arms, to sort of, you know, just let them know what they were doing and also offering their support to each other. And look, I think a lot of people just walked away thinking, yeah, I think, you know, they connected with each other. And I think a lot of friendships and connections were made on the day.
Oh, definitely. Because there was, to tell us about two people, standout people. Everyone was standout, obviously, but there was Karen Kane. So what's her organisation? Tell us about
that. So Karen Kane works for the Department of Veteran Affairs. She's a community support advisor. And look, her role is to, identify where she can help and support organisations or initiatives like myself. Really looking forward to working with her and I suppose, getting support and advice on, you know, where this bee initiative could go.
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. And there was also, was it Kate Thwaites?
Kate Thwaites. She's the federal member for Jugga Jugga. She was invited along by young veterans, Matt Keane, OAM, who they've worked, supported each other with events that, you know, young veterans has put on over a period of time. And she graciously took out the time out of her day to come down, and she also has a brother who is a veteran.
Yes.
And, she came down to sort of give her support and tell us a little bit about herself and, you know, what she's doing in her community and supporting them. So it was all about connecting and supporting.
Exactly, yes. Yep. And because there was also some sponsors, we should throw them in there, because I know, obviously, Drew, Ministry of Chocolate.
Drew.
Who else?
Drew from Ministry of Chocolate. Just amazing guy. You know, the Willy Wonka of chocolate. we had John McNeil with Aussie Veteran Coffee Co. And also, you know, the advocacy and other, you know, ideas that he's doing in his area. We had Glenn from Veterans in Construction talking about their role in placing veterans within the construction industry, and we had Celia Avard. She was a representative from the the Hawthorn RSL that I'm with.
Yes.
And we were very fortunate to have Graham Johnson from Kapai Puku, who is all about gut health, and he and his support for the day was exceptional.
Oh,
and his analogies of the didgeridoo, which made everyone laugh.
It did, yes. The having a poo. What did he say? Having a poo like a didgeridoo or something?
Exactly.
It was funny. It was funny, and that was a really good. It was absolutely brilliant. His it was actually interesting. I was having a chat with Graham about he lives over in Newport, and he's got some bees that have made their way in his backyard. They've been there for, you know, over 15 years. I think there was a year when they did die out, but a new swarm had moved in. And just his, just talking to him about the bees and what bees mean to him was absolutely, isn't it?
Yeah, and as he said, you know, they'd played a big part in their lives, you know, just being able to watch them going in and out of a little sort of recess in their home, and he walked away, you know, thinking about, you know, what he could do now with his bees, and it was really exciting to hear that story.
It was, and the food, who put on the spread?
Look,
how good was that?
Yeah, no, that was Firehouse Barbecue.
Yes.
Ross Walker, who put on an amazing gourmet barbecue.
Yes.
And, I think there was a lot of chatter in the room beforehand, but once everyone sat down, it went quiet. He put on an amazing spread.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. That pulled pork burger, I think I just dribbled on the mic then. I'm just salivating. That was absolutely amazing. That was fantastic. It was
Mick and Fiona Quinn from Aussie Veteran Op Shop.
Yes, yep.
They provided the refreshments, which was much appreciated. They were unable to attend as they were, I believe, up in Queensland being introduced to one of their new grandsons.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. It's it was an absolute awesome day. It was such an eye opener for me and such fantastic. So I should say also to the listeners, now, so the idea was to put on this this wonderful event is to throw ideas out there on, you know, supporting veterans. So if something I'm going to do, I'm going to put your email address in the show notes, Simon, if that's okay.
Yep.
And yep. Who knows, someone's got an idea that they could sort of, you know, come forward and say, you know, we sort of brainstormed, and I'll just throw a couple of things out there and sort of you add to that. But, you know, we're sort of not sure. We've got all these obviously amazing ideas. There's an A4 page of just ideas on what to do to help, you know, support veterans. You know, and it could be obviously helping them with hives, you know, more central location, create an apiary, you know, maybe individual at their house, you know, putting on more obviously events like this. There was just so many different aspects. So if any listeners, you've got an idea, we're looking possibly, you know, someone's putting a not-for-profit organisation, ideas like that. So please, you know, I'm going to put your email address in the show notes. So if you've got an idea, please, please, please reach out, because, you know, we need, this is about community, it's about supporting. It's about the bees, but it's just such a,
I think it's about, just planting the seed and doing it properly from the start. So I suppose that's what I'm mindful of, just, you know, making sure that it's done properly from the start.
And exactly.
It's not one right way of doing it. It's you know, everyone has a different, everyone has a voice, I suppose. That's what I mean.
So. Yeah, that's exactly it. Spot on. Now, I just thought, do you have your speech that you did yesterday? Do you happen to have that close by? Do you have that near you by any chance, Simon?
I don't actually have it right near me, but I'm sure I could get it in the next 10 seconds, yeah, no, I think.
Let's get that speech, because if you don't mind, I want to finish up with you. So this is a speech that Simon did yesterday and in front of his hives, and it was amazing, actually. We're all in amongst these two hives, and he's in the backyard, just in Ivanhoe. And Simon put this speech, and it absolutely was amazing. So I'd like to, if you don't mind, if you can, read that out, and we're gonna finish off with this, because that was a brilliant, brilliant speech.
Yeah, so I just started off by introducing myself. I'm Simon McEverty. I'm the father of two girls. I'm infantry by trade and nurse by profession. I'm also a veteran who has finally found a hobby at the ripe old age of 49. I'm also known as a newbie beekeeper. I've named both of my hives. One is a combination of my daughter's names, Elle and Leah, and Joy Bell is named after my mother. As you can see, I've been a little bit creative with the spray paint on the outside of the hive. Be creative, I say. At the start of lockdown, I started seeing lots of posts on social media on the Flow Hive, and that got me interested. By chance, RSL Active was putting on an urban beekeeping course at the Box Hill RSL, where Katrina and I were fortunate enough to meet Ben Moore and Chris Gray. I had a general interest in bees before, but halfway through the presentation, Ben's charismatic personality and passion for all things bees got me hooked. And he has only been a positive influence since then. Ben is a teacher in the truest sense of the word. He passes on his knowledge freely. He has a calming manner and gives confidence in all areas of his expertise. His professionalism is second to none, and these are all the things my bees have given me. In August 2021, I received my first two nucleus hives. And then I registered as an official beekeeper with Agricultural Victoria. Fortunately, my next door neighbour is a qualified carpenter with veterans in construction, and he supercharged this coffee table that I found on the side of the road and turned it into a workable hive stand. So what have been the main benefits? Firstly, I found a hobby, and this hobby has given me purpose, and this purpose guided me in a positive direction of learning. Lots of YouTube videos, reading books, joining online beekeeping groups that have enabled me to connect with other beekeepers. And these connections have enabled me to re-engage with others. Making connections is something I've found very difficult, and isolation is something that affects many veterans. Plus, it opened the door to other interests, like the bee-friendly garden I've created in my backyard, a little bit of photography, and art. Over time, my bees have become my stress relief. If I'm having a bad day, I'll pull up the chair and watch them fly in and fly out. They sort of put me in a trance. The intrusive thoughts running through my head get pushed aside, and I focus on the present rather than the past. So what I love about having bees, well, it's popping the top of the lid and going in. Without using cliches, I become mindful. I become present, my actions become purposeful, and this is where the hashtag keep your head in the hive comes from. Everything you do with bees must be done slowly, and they will bump you and warn you. You're becoming a threat before they sting you, and yes, it does hurt. All these positive effects have led to a decline in the negative aspects of my life, and I've seen improvements in my general health and ultimately my mental health. This has led to positive connections and friendships and enabled me to build my capacity to integrate into the community, which is why I use the catchphrase, be connected, be involved. And this phrase reassures me that I'm heading in the right direction. So as I began to see these improvements in my life, I realized that I want to give back and share these benefits with others in our community. That's when I started my Veteran Bee Therapy Instagram page. Naturally and organically, others started to become interested too and see that bees can be a form of animal therapy that can support veterans and others in our community. And by working together, we can move this initiative from anecdotal evidence to evidence-based practice bee therapy. So I'd like to finish off with highlighting the benefits of having mentors and positive role models. Over the past year, my confidence has grown due to the opportunities provided by Ben to volunteer my time and absorb his wealth of knowledge about bees. And unwittingly, over this time, he has become my mentor. Volunteering has enabled me to learn new skills and practical knowledge that sometimes can't be found in books or online. And in saying that, I would like to thank Ben Moore and Chris Gray for your support and friendship, and to all of you for being here to support today's event.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. That was absolutely, absolutely lovely. Thank you so, so, so much. So I'm going to put that in the that story in the show notes. So, choked me up, mate. It's that was good. Thank you. That was really, really good. Thank you, Simon.
I do want to also just say, thank you to Chris Gray from Basie RSL Care, who's also been a great support in providing accommodation, which sometimes veterans fall into periods where they need emergency accommodation, and Basie's doing a new initiative to start the V Centre here in Heidelberg. Yes. Ivanhoe, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, that was awesome. And Chris is lovely. Absolutely fantastic what he's doing. So
sure is.
Sure is. Now, Simon, thank you so much for your time. Really, really super appreciate what you're doing. And you keep up your amazing work. Really, really mean that.
Thank you.
No worries at all. Until next time, until we get to see your bees, I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you soon.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Bye. Thank you, Simon. That was absolutely heartfelt, and thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to finish up with a little quote by Mary Roach, and that's, heroism doesn't always happen in the burst of glory. Sometimes small triumphs and large hearts change the course of history. That's something for everyone to ever think about. And until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and don't forget, take care of those bees. Bye for now.